And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and I bring into the studio today Brian August. He's the new executive director of the Tower Theater, and this is official now, as in you're doing the job now?
Monday, June 30th was my first official day at the Tower Theater.
How's it going so far?
So far, it's been fantastic.
Have you changed anything yet?
Only some of the decorations in Ray's offices. So just to get a little more comfortable and to put my stuff in there.
Now, what's your background? Where are you from, first of all?
Originally from Pennsylvania, from South Central Pennsylvania, a small town called York. Have lived all over the country and the world. Most recently, I've been in Bend for a few years working for a consulting group called Cosmic, which does strategy, technology, and fundraising consulting for nonprofits. But prior to that, I was with the Oregon Humane Society for 6.5 years as their chief operating officer, and then for some of that time as their interim chief financial officer.
Okay. So you've been around. You know the lay of the land here.
I know the lay of the land.
Right.
Yes.
You kind of know what Bend is about.
One might argue that only 2 years, you don't yet quite fully grasp what Bend is about, but I will say I'm one of the many people that enjoy the access to outdoors, the activity, the incredible community, the accessibility. I love everything about it.
Right. So Ray, 16 years and then retiring from the Tower Theater.
That's right.
We interviewed him a few weeks ago, kind of did an exit interview, if you will.
Uh-huh.
And he's trying to figure out what he's going to do next. He's not done, for sure. But what's your feelings on filling those shoes? Because I feel like he's got a following, I guess you could say, when it comes to his work at the Tower Theater.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so Ray's been at the Tower Theater for 16 years and really has built it into the incredible cultural icon it is for Bend today. And I was remarking that I was at a party yesterday for Ray retiring and for the staff to celebrate the end of their fiscal year. And hearing some of the stories of how people have connected with Ray, how he has helped people in some of their hardest times, and understanding how much of his imprint on the culture, on the people, on the space that is the Tower Theater. It's an incredibly huge responsibility to come in and feeling the weight on the shoulders and looking to grow my feet to fit those large shoes that I'll be filling from Ray. But it's been an amazing treat to get to see some of that and experience some of that right up front.
Sure, sure. What was the process of getting the job? I mean, I have a feeling they probably talked to a lot of people before choosing you.
That's what they tell me. I'm not privy to all the process, just my exposure to it. And
sure.
I thought it was one of the most thoughtful processes that I've been involved with in a long time. And I've had a career of working with executive recruiting and succession planning and executive teams and boards. And I thought they took their time. They asked really insightful questions. There were a lot of interviews and a lot of steps in the interview, and they kept changing the different people or the different representatives that were in those discussions, which was great, because the one thing you want to do with an organization when you're bringing in a new leader is understand how do they fit, how do they relate, how do they deal with different situations. And then for that leader, it's also making sure that it's a good fit both ways.
Sure.
And so it was a really positive, really thoughtful, really well-organized process. The board did an amazing job of including staff in that process, because the executive director ultimately reports to and is hired by the board of directors for the organization. But the sense was it was a very collaborative process.
It might be too early to ask you this, so I might have to bring you back later for this question. But I mean, looking at, I don't know how deep you've gotten into it. What do you think the biggest challenge is at this point for what you're going to be doing for the Tower Theater?
Sure. What I will say is the biggest challenge is often the same challenge faced by many nonprofit organizations. There's setting out your strategy, but there's really getting the resources to be able to bring the impact to the community that you want to have. So you think about some of the things that Tower Theater is known for, which of course is an amazing array of performances and artists that they bring to this area. But there's other ways that the Tower Theater Foundation is involved in the community through its lesson plan series, working with schools to bring students to the theater or to bring performing artists to where the schools where the kids are, as well as scholarships for senior students that are aspiring to continue on in careers in the arts so we can support them. all of this takes resources, all of this take, which translates to money and dollars to be able to pay the amazing staff that we have and to make sure that we can have the most impact to the community as possible. And let's be frank, the world right now is a bit of a scary place for nonprofits and particularly in arts organizations in terms of just funding and kind of stability and making sure that we can be there to support the community in a way that it needs to be supported.
Okay. So memberships obviously will continue and you'll try to build on that as well.
Yes, we have an amazing team. We have a team that is focused on memberships and sponsorships and fundraising as well. And it's all critical to make sure that we can provide the best services back to the community. So absolutely, memberships will be a huge part of that.
What are you looking forward to the most with this? I mean, is it the shows? Is it getting creative with raising money? I mean, is there anything that sticks out in your mind like, oh, I can't wait for blank?
You know, so here's the thing with running an organization this size, and Ray made these comments last night, and he and I are very aligned in this philosophy, is nobody does these things alone. So in terms of what I'm excited for, it's really partnering with the team, with the people that have been doing this for years and want to grow and expand and change what they offer to match the needs of the community, which Bend is growing as a community. It's getting significantly larger. It's diversifying. And so we want to make sure that we are there for everybody in the community. So I think what I'm most excited about is seeing how our teams develop, how they grow, how they learn, how they become the best they can at the role that they're in and to give them opportunities in their careers. So that for me is really where I get a lot of energy. And that does translate to fundraising and working with our team to say like, hey, how do we figure out what donors are looking to support and make sure that we are connecting with them and sharing stories and showing them the impact that they are having, not just in the physical space, but frankly, in the whole region.
Right. Well, Brian, very nice meeting you. I'm excited for you coming over to the Tower Theater.
Yeah, I'm really excited, and we have such a great lineup, and I've just been really impressed with everyone I've met, and they've been so welcoming, and such a talented team. I can't wait to dig in with them and see what we do over the next few years.
We've been talking to Brian August. He's the executive director for Tower Theater, replacing Ray. We've kicked Ray to the curb. Brian's the new guy. And,
we won't say replacing Ray. He's succeeding Ray because there is no replacing
this
Ray.
This is true. That's a good
He's
point.
He's a one right of a kind.
For sure. And I've had a lot of fun with Ray over the years and looking forward to having you in and learning more about you as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate your time.
Have you learned the website address yet?
For the Tower Theater?
Yes.
www.towertheater.org.
All right. Towertheater.org for more information. Brian, we'll have you on again soon.
Thank you again.
And good luck to you in your new role.
I sincerely appreciate it. Thank you. Sure.
You are listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.